With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. I'm at the Giant Supermarket on York Road in Baltimore, and I'm shopping with McKay Jenkins, a professor at the University of Delaware and author of a fascinating new book called Food Fight, about the battle over genetically modified organisms in the American farming and food system. We're on the hunt for these organisms, GMOs for short. They are usually plants that have a gene from one species artificially inserted into another species. For example, scientists working for biotech companies take a type of bacteria found in the soil, remove some of its genetic material, and inject it into corn, so the corn automatically manufactures a protein that acts as an insecticide to kill European corn borers. Jenkins grabs and holds up a 2-liter bottle of Coke.
If you look at a big 2-liter bottle of soda pop, you're inevitably going to find that the first ingredient here is water. The second ingredient is high fructose corn syrup, which is what is used to sweeten soda. That is inevitably GMO. So you're going to find GMO corn in your soda, although you may not think it, you're drinking liquid corn, and inevitably that's going to be GMO.
Either the Coke or the taco shells or cookies nearby are labeled as containing GMOs, although they are likely full of them. But in the natural food aisle, dozens of brands of breakfast cereals, such as Annie's Homegrown Cocoa Bunnies, display labels advertising that they are non-GMO. Whether the government should require or not require the labeling of foods like this has been a politically contentious issue. But here's a twist that 2/3 of Americans do not understand, although about 90% of scientists do, according to public opinion polling. The Institute of Medicine and most other scientific organizations have concluded that non-GMO labels are meaningless from a health perspective because GMOs have been extensively tested and do not harm human health, although some environmental groups like Greenpeace aggressively protest against them. Nor do the non-GMO labels mean that the product is grown without pesticides or herbicides. That is an environmentally important piece of information that is conveyed by a different and more meaningful food label, organic. Here's Jenkins again.
The almost universal consensus among scientists is that the GMO, the genetically engineered plant itself, is not a health concern. So the health consequences of drinking 2 liters of Coke have nothing to do with GMOs. It has to do with drinking 2 liters of Coke, which, as we know, has created or contributed to our national obesity epidemic. So is that a GMO question or is it not a question? I mean, really, it seems to me that they're all tied together, because if you're growing millions of acres of corn in order to create low nutrition, high calorie fast food products and junk food products, GMOs are part of a national eating disorder.
Scan coupon now. Insert coupon.
As we checked out and prepared to leave the store, it occurred to me that the real problem is not GMO foods, which can be beneficial. They can be engineered, for example, to help family farmers grow crops that are resistant to disease. The real problem is our legal and political system, which allows extensive spraying of pesticides and fertilizers on all kinds of crops, and permits private companies to patent and own forms of life like GMO seeds, so that they can't be shared and grown freely. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.